This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's kind of like what it sounded like last night.
Yes, sir.
Up there at Fifth Third Bank Stadium.
No. No, it's not bad.
Right, my bad.
Yeah.
The Fraction.
The Fraction, baby.
We like to call it The Fraction. Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Get your questions in. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or on Twitter at TBM929 or at Wendy Radio. Now, Jason Longshore not going to join us in 20 minutes for the AMA. Not in studio today either. And Jason, is there any truth to the rumor that you're not here with us because you hated the hashtag Action at the Fraction so much that you didn't want to see
us? We need answers, Jay.
That is 100% the case. I heard that you guys were pushing this, and I said, no, I'm not going in. I'm sitting this one out.
I told you.
That's what I thought. That's what I figured.
I mean, I never knew you to be petty, Jay. A little bit, but not this, you know, on certain things. You know, but
being petty today on this.
Hey, but anyway, Jay, last night's match, I mean, pity was what we have been expecting. I mean, you saw flashes of it last year, but this is the pity that we kind of expected. I remember when you showed me his highlights when they first got him. You showed me his highlights on your phone. I was like, this dude is nasty. Last night, that dude was nasty, Jay.
He's a guy who is just comfortable now. And for a player with that kind of skill level and the way he approaches the match, you want him to be comfortable to get the best out of him. You know, when you have an artist or a musician and they are, you know, making amazing art for people, they need to be comfortable when they're doing it. And that's the way Pitti approaches a match. Last year he came in, he was tired. He had went through the stress of everything at the end of the season with River Plate, came to a new country. That's stressful. All of it's stressful. And it showed, I think. I think he looked stressed early in the season, but it got better and better as the year went on. And now he got a break, too. He got a chance to rest and recover and spend some time away from the field. He looks refreshed, and he is playing really, really well. I think it's a big year in 2020 for Pitti Martinez.
Yeah, is that the biggest difference for the comfort? Because you're right. You can look at him on the field and just see a guy who looks at home. Whereas last year, you know, facial expression or maybe just wasn't sure what he was supposed to be doing at given times. Like, he didn't look comfortable all the time. You can look at him right now and tell. Like, is that the biggest difference, just sort of having a year to get used to it?
I think it's a big part of it. I mean, we talk about this in the game a lot. You know, numbers have meaning in soccer. Like, a uniform number has meaning. And that number 10 shirt always has a little extra meaning anywhere. But for Pitti Martinez, you know, when he got here, Miguel Almiron was still here.
Right.
So you had to deal with that to a degree. And then you saw, you know, if you're Pitti Martinez, you see the outpouring of emotion about Miguel Almiron going to Newcastle and leaving Atlanta. And that number 10 shirt, it gets a little heavier, you know, and that's pressure. I think maybe he put a little too much pressure on himself at times. Mm. Now, that number 10 shirt is Pitti Martinez's shirt, and he's redefining what it is. And I think this year is going to go a long way to doing that.
Jay, what should we expect when we finally get all the guys here? I mean, even though as great as they look, they did the same thing last year in the CONCACAF against Costa Rica when they got to the second leg up here up in Kennesaw. But what are these new additions going to bring to what is already seems like these dudes are clicking on all cylinders?
I think what's great is when you compare last year to this year, this CONCACAF series was much more comfortable than last year. You know, you go 1-1 on the road instead of losing 3-1. You come back home, you never really felt like you were in any kind of trouble last night, and you're not at 100%. You know, you have the left side with Bello out. He's back training, but how, you know, soon is he going to get back on the field recovering from a concussion? Castillo out with a broken rib. Mulroney stepped in last night. It was a good performance for him in his Atlanta debut. You've got Mateo Sosetu, who's a player who could really elevate this midfield that is already in a good spot. So what you're going to see, in my opinion, is increased competition every day on the training pitch, because everyone will be fighting for that playing time that is going to be precious, because there's not going to be enough playing time to go around with the amount of quality in this roster.
Obviously, that's a good problem to have, especially when you're going to be playing in a lot of different competitions as well. And we want to get to MLS starting this weekend in a minute, too. But Joseph scored last night, as he tends to do every single game that he plays. I know we were talking about this last week. I think we've come to the agreement that last night was his 90th goal in all competitions.
Correct.
Okay, what are we going to do for 100? I mean, it's going to happen soon. It's going to happen like in the next couple of months. Well, I mean, how does 100 goals get celebrated for Joseph Martinez?
It's a good question. It's never happened in Atlanta soccer history. You've never had a professional soccer player in the city do what Joseph Martinez has done. Nobody's close to 100. Joseph is 10 goals away now in all competitions. So it's a huge achievement. I mean, to be able to do that as fast as he has. And last night, he deserves a lot more credit than just the goal, which was a great finish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He created 5 chances. Mm-hmm. He led the team in chance creation, dropping into the midfield, assisting for Pity Martinez, nearly getting a second goal that Pity Martinez ended up finishing off. But Joseph, this year, with that combination of Pity and Barco and Joseph up top, and when you get the wide players involved, Joseph will score goals, but I think he'll have more assists this year than he's ever had in Atlanta.
Do you think Joseph enjoys this more? Because we know what his role was the first couple of years, and he was amazing at it. He was the MVP of MLS a couple seasons ago. But like you said, he's doing different things now. He's dropping back into the midfield more. He's helping set teammates up more. He had 5 created chances last night and a goal and an assist. Do you think he gets a kick out of this in a different way?
I think he does
pun,
a little bit.
Pun unintended, sorry.
Yeah, nice. A little bit, I think so. But I think more than anything, Joseph wants to win. And if he scores, you know, 1 goal in a month, but the team wins every match, Joseph is going to be happy with that. If he assists on 5 goals and scores a couple, he'll be happy. And if he scores 5 goals in a month, I think he'll be happy. If the team is winning, that's the most important thing for him.
Jay, what did they do special last night defensively? Because I think one thing that worried a lot of people coming into taking notes from the first match down there in Honduras were all the crosses that they were able to get. And it seemed like United was able to limit them last night.
A big part of it was Motagua dropped deeper. And they started in a 5-4-1, which was a little surprising for me, especially because they were getting those crosses. That's Motagua's bread and butter, to play out wide and then put crosses into the middle. With only one up top and it being Moreira, who's better as a second forward running off of somebody, I don't think Motagua had a lot of, you know, threat in their attack. It got better as the night went on when they started to open up, but that also created more space for Atlanta to attack into. The defense, you know, it's not complete right now with Miles Robinson out, so it's a little hard to judge, and it's even harder to judge based off of last night. What I liked was their ability to build up out of the back, create the attacking, you know, movement and from a deep position, start moving the ball right to left, getting the opposition moving and opening up gaps to pass into. I thought the back line did a good job of that last night.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sorry, I like snorted or something. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got caught. My air got caught, and I don't know what happened. 10 minutes away from the AMA. I apologize for that. Ask us any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line. Jason, you guys are headed up to Nashville this weekend. Any of the guys that we have yet to see, either for health reasons or for other reasons, going to be available this weekend?
It doesn't look like Mateo Sosetu is going to be available yet. He is in the final stages of getting his paperwork to be able to play, hopefully, in the season opener at home and maybe the CONCACAF next leg, the first leg of the quarterfinals. But he's getting really close. The questions are going to be Robinson and Bello, who are coming back from injury. I think Castillo is a little bit further out on this. Both have trained some, but I don't know where they are, and it's still early in the week, honestly, as to what their availability could be on Saturday. The question's going to be conditions a little bit. It's looking better than it was early in the week. It's going to be a little bit warmer. Don't think we're going to have any risk of a wet field and precipitation. But you're not going to risk either one, Bellow coming back from concussion, Robinson coming back from a lower leg injury. You're not going to risk either one if there's any question marks hanging over them.
AJ, give us a quick scouting report of this Nashville squad. I said they would put foots in them last night, and I said I'm going out over my skis and talking about a massacre at Broadway. So what do we need to know about this Nashville squad?
I think Nashville's going to do everything possible to avoid that. Gary Smith, the manager, is a defense-first guy. He's going to want his team to be able to hit on the counter. And they're strong in the spine of the team. You know, the middle of that team, the center backs, the central midfielders, very good, very experienced. The lineup that they fielded in their last preseason game against DC United that ended in a 1-1 draw, the starting 11 had over 1,200 MLS starts in it. So this is a veteran team. Now they're going to have to deal with the emotion of playing in front of their fans for the first time. Over 50,000 will be at Nissan Stadium for this one on Saturday night. I don't know where the goals come from Nashville just yet, but I don't think they'll be an easy team to break down.
Well, Jason, we're looking forward to it, man. Obviously a great start to the season with what happened in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions League. Hopefully Atlanta United gets off to a great start in MLS as well, and we'll be tuned in. Thanks, man.
Thanks, y'all.
Jason Longshore there on the WadeFord.com hotline, always with great stuff. Again, this Saturday, pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8 p.m., a night game at Nashville to start the MLS season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.